This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So finally, Be'ez Hashem, we are starting the first Mishnah Maseches Kelim, which is the beginning of the Perek we pointed out in the last Hakdamah to Maseches Kelim, that the Rambam says somebody wants to know Seder Tais properly has to first become Mamish Abaki, like you know Krishma, like you know your name and your social security number. You have to know the first Perek of Maseches Kelim. It has all the klolim of the Masechta. So let's start learning with that in mind. Ovois Hatumois. Ovois Hatumois means they're not things that became tummy from something else. They are primary sources of tumah. So there are sources of tumah that are able to transmit tumah in one oifin. Magra, Masa, Medris, Oil, other oifanim. And the Mishnah is going to be mefarat the different Ovois Hatumois, how they transmit tumah. The Ovois HaTumah has an interesting smichus in a sugi in the beginning of Bava Kamma, where over there it says the Lagabi Nezikin is Ovois and Tolbos. And the Gemara tells so clearly is Melochis of Shabbos, Ovois and Melochis, Ovois and Tolbos. The Tolbos are always weaker. What's the difference Lagabi Shabbos? If a person does the Av, he does the Tolda, Ayin Shom. What's the difference Lagabi Nezikin? If it's an Av or a Tolda, Ayin Shom. The chiluk over here between an av and a tolda is the koyach to transmit tumah. An av has a koyach to transmit tumah in more ways and with more intensity. So the ovois hatumah over here are called ovois, and you have it in the sugi over there also. Now, there are things that are metame, all things that are mekabel tumah, and there are things that can't transmit tumah to all different things. Ovois hatumah, generally speaking, are an av hatumah. There's one type of primary source of tumah, which is a avi avois hatumah, that's a mace. And memela tomei mace is also one of the avois hatumah that I mentioned over here in the Mishnah. Toldos has also different dagas. There's a rishon and a sheni, and going further in kachim and truma, there's a shlishi and a revi. So the first one of the avois hatumahs the Mishnah mentions is sheretz. These are the shmoyne shrotzim that are in parsha shmini. Choyler achbar tzov. Anoka koyach l'to choymit t'nshemes. We won't touch. The Gemara provides some details. There's a Maseiros, look at Rashi, look at other Mepharshim over there. A sheretz that's dead is mitame odom v'kelim. The Pasuk says, kol anegeim behem b'moysom, yitmo ad orev, v'chol ha-shipol olam behem b'moysom yitmo. So the Torah says, over there, v'chol kliyetz, etc. So there's a person becoming tomei, any type of kelim, called kli, and also oichel the mashke. Shichva zera, that's yotza from a male, so that's also mitame odom v'kelim. Shichva zera, the protim is that's only mitame if it's yotza from somebody who's roi for a maisa beer, which is only miben teisha v'lamalo. Dafke shichva zera the Yisrael v'godl, Rashi says. Rash says the Rav says the word Godel, but Godel over here in this context means Mementesha Umailo. He's called a Godel Gabi Amai Sabir. Shikhvazer shall kot nami loy mitamo, because it has to be Ish Kiseitim and Shikhvazera, Ish Veloy Kot. Okay? Also, Ish means Yisrael, Oivin Kachom, Mein Mitama Fil Derabonon. They weren't Mitame, the Shikhvazera of a Goy. The Shir of the Shikhvazera is Mashahu. But that's the Shir Legabe, the one who the Shikhva Zer's Yotzim Emenu is that he becomes a Tome. He's not an Av HaTomo, we'll see him Yetz Hashem. He's not a regular primary source of Tomo by Shikhva Zera. But the Zera itself, to somebody who comes into contact, or Kalim that come into contact, bed, sheets, etc., is Bekadasho, which is the Shir of anything that's Mekabel Tomo. Anything that transmits Tomo, it's less than a Kazayis. So the Shir, that which gives over the tumah, is bekadasho. Shikhvazera is only mitame when it's moist, not when it's dry, only when it's roi lazuria. Like we just pointed out, the Mishnah says shikhvazera, the Mishnah does not say a balkeri. A balkeri is one who is yotzimenu shikhvazera. So we're going to have a minute to Hashem. The Rav points out a Mishnah in Zovim that says about Keri Kemaga Sheretz, he came into contact with Shikhvazer. Not that he himself is a primary source. Lu'umas Zov, who's a primary source of Tumah. The next case in the Mishnah is Tomei Mace, not the Mace himself, because a Mace Avi Avoy Satomo, but Tomei Mace is an Odom Shenitma B'Mace. Kalim Shenogoy B'Mace don't have a din of an Av HaTomo, they have a din K'Mace Atzmoy, and somebody who comes into contact with Kalim that were in contact with a Mace become an Av HaTomo. And this is the din of Cherev Nasa K'Cholol, that Kalim, even though the Loshna Torah is Cherev coming into contact, has din of a Mace Atzmoy, not a Kli that came into contact with the Mace. But Chazal understand that that extends to all Kelim that have Tahara. In the Mikvah, we pointed out in the Psichot and the Masechta that Kli Cherev Shenitmu B'Mace do not have a din of Avi Avoy Satoma. They have a din of that they were Mekabel Toma. They're only a Rishon LeToma. A Kli Cherev B'Chlal is not Asa Avatoma, we pointed out in the Psichot. Now the Rav goes with the stomias of many Rishonim, the way we just said it, that any type of Kli is an extension of the rule of Cherev Arein Kechol. L'maisa there are Rishonim that argue. The Rishonim that hold that since we learn out of Cherev, so it means only Kli Mateches, not other types of Kelim. Other types of Kelim do not have a din of Avi Avoy Satoma to make something else into an Av HaTomo, but they have a din only of anything else. They themselves have a din of an Av HaTomo, they make anything into a Rishon LeToma. The next case in the Mishnah is Mitzoyro Bimei Svoroi, in the days that he's counting. Who's this? A Mitzoyro that's Huchlat, the Kohen pronounced him Tomei, and he was Nisrape. He needs 7 days, and he has to go through a process. First, before the 7 days, he has to go through a process of Tzipoyim Veitzeres Ve'ezer V'shnita Las Tiglachas, outside the Machna, and then he counts 7 days. And his Yoshim Michutz Loyal Shivas Yomim, the Yom HaShmini, he brings his Kabbonis. Those 7 days is called Yimei Sofroi. And he has a din of an Av HaTomei, he's Metame anybody that comes into contact with him. The Pasuk says that he's Metame L'Chabiz Begodim. L'Chabiz Begodim means that he gives over Tuma to a Kli, which means that he becomes a Rishon, he's an Av HaTomei. Now the reason why the Mishnah says, a Mitzayu Bimei Svaroi, is that before the 7 days, when the Kohen, he's still sitting outside, and the Kohen hasn't declared him cured, where he could even go through the process of counting days to be Mitar, he's even worse, and his Eifanim of giving over Tumah is even more than the regular Av HaTomei, if anybody's in the same house as him, v'chule, that the Mishnah is not even talking about. The Mishnah is talking about somebody who transmits with the regular Eifanim of Maga Masa and so on. So Mitzoyer B'mei Svaroi, even though he's not the same Chomer as a Tzor Mitzoyer B'mei Hechleitoi, but he's still Metame Begodim. That's the point of the Mishnah. U'mechatos she'em b'em k'dei azor, this is an interesting Zeres HaKosuf, that the Mechatos, which is the Metayer, the Choyk of Parah Adumah is that the water itself that has, the water Mayim Chaim, which is put together L'shmo, together with the Eifer Parah, has a Kerech L'tayer, it itself is Metame. The Rav points out that, of course, we're not coming lafuke mechata sheyesh bem kedei azor. That means what the Rav brings barichus is that if somebody touches the mechatos in order to be mazer, to spritz, to sprinkle on somebody, to be mitar, then it's not. But the mechatos itself, if it's touched shaloy litzorich maisa hazor, is mitame. It's mitame mechata sheyem bem kedei azor only bemago, if it's touched. The mechata sheyesh bem kedei azor is more chomer, it's metame even b'maso. So the Mishnah is saying, even sheyem bem kedei azor is metame like an Av HaTomei letame begodim. The Rav speaks out, but it's only b'maga, not b'maso. Hare elu metamin, odom v'kelim. That's the point of this Mishnah, is to say in terms of how intense it is to transmit it even to odom v'kelim. B'mago, the Mishnah says, u'klicheres ba'avir, we point this out in the psicha, that klicheres is nitma ba'avira kli, not on the back of the kli, only in the base kibul, in the kli, and the avir, in the space of the avir, it's mekabel tumah, even without actually touching. Ve'enom mitamim b'maso, the Mishnah fears always that these are lighter forms of tumah, that they're not mitamim b'maso. So Mitzoyer B'mei Svaroi is also only Mitama B'mago V'loi B'maso. The Torah delineates in each of these types of Tumis Hanoigeya, and the Torah doesn't say Hanoise. So it's a lighter form of Tumah, it's not Mitama. The next Mishnah, L'mailo Mehem, will have those that are Mitama B'maso as well. just to define what's maga. Maga means a touch on the outer surface of a person. If something goes into a person's mouth, it's called a maga beis hastarim. It's touching him in a place that's not open, it's not revealed, it's beis hastarim. It's not mekabel tum.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.